عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We only praise Him. We ask for assistance from Him alone. We ask for forgiveness from Him alone. We believe in Him and we put all our trust in Him alone. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us refuge and protection against all our bad deeds and all against all the wickedness of our nafs. Whomsoever Allah gives guidance, nobody can put him astray, and whomsoever Allah puts astray, nobody can guide him. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his beloved servant and his last messenger. All believers, fear Allah with utmost devotion and sincerity until the last day of your life. And all believers, fear Allah and only say the good thing, the just and fair thing from your mouth. Just for doing that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to fix your deeds and forgive your sins. Whomsoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved servant is the one who is going to have the biggest success. And that biggest success Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines as فَمَنْ زُفْزَتَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَاضْ. Whomsoever can escape hellfire and enter Jannah is the one who has achieved that biggest success. My dear brothers and sisters, we live in a multicultural setup where people have different belief systems. They practice different customs and practices, and they celebrate different events. In the last few weeks, Muslims celebrated Eid al-Adha, that festival of sacrifice, and then Jews celebrated Rosh Hashanah, their new year, and then Yom Kippur. And then last week, America celebrated what's called the Thanksgiving Day, to give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to God Almighty, for all the good things that He has bestowed on us. So the topic today is Thanksgiving. And the history of Thanksgiving Day goes back almost 400 years ago. In the year 1621, the first Thanksgiving Day was celebrated in a town, in a small town called Plymouth in the state of Massachusetts. And the year was 1621. The people of that town got together to give thanks to God Almighty for a bumper crop, for a harvest that year that was in abundance. Since then, this day is celebrated in America on the fourth Friday of November every year. And Congress by an act of Congress, this day has been designated as a national holiday. So, the concept is great. Thanksgiving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to God Almighty. But over the years, just like everything else, Thanksgiving Day has lost its value as a Thanksgiving to God Almighty. It has become more like a celebration of eating, buying, and watching games. In fact, the buying part, the buying frenzy that starts the next day, and they called it, on American calendar, they call it Black Friday. It's amazing. And it's amazing that buying that starts at this time of the year has become an indicator of the economic health of this country. The more you buy, the better it is. But anyway, the concept of Thanksgiving in Islam is a little different. Thanksgiving in Islam is every moment of our life giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that He has given us that we can see. On a personal note, when I get up in the morning, I give thanks for at least four things. I say, O Allah, O my Creator, I thank You for giving me a new life. Number two, O Allah, I thank You for making me a Muslim. Number three, O Allah, I thank You for giving me the risk, my share of provision, and You keep it in Your hands, and I don't have to beg anybody else. And I say, I thank You, O Allah, for keeping all my weaknesses, all my shortcomings, all my faults with You undercover and with You alone. Only I know and You know what I am and what is inside me. So my brothers and sisters, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us Muslims. Alhamdulillah allazi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Oh Allah, we thank You. You gave us guidance, otherwise we would never have known this guidance. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the book of wisdom, the Holy Quran, because without that book of guidance, we would never know how to live in this world, how the humanity is to interact with each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'atkum maw'izatun min rabbikum, wa shifa'un lima fi sudur, wa hudan wa rahmatan lil mu'minin. O humanity, there has come to you a book of wisdom, a book of advice, which is a cure for the ailing hearts and which is a guidance and a blessing for the believers. And most of all, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, and this is a beautiful verse because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us everything. But for this one, He specially says in this verse that this is a special favor on you. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Oh believers, this is a special favor on you that I raised amongst you a prophet who recites to you the verses of the Holy Quran, who teaches you this book, and who teaches you the wisdom. وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And before this, you were in manifest error. You were deep down into the depth of ignorance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran mentions several special favors that we sometimes do not pay any attention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to give thanks to Him. In many, many places, He reminds us that we should be thankful to Him. Ya ayyuhan nas, ya ayyuhallazina amanu kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum washkuru lillah in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. O believers, eat out of the good things that we gave you and be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you really, really worship Him. And this thing you have to keep in mind, this verse from Surah An-Nahl, we should pay close attention to this. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who brought you out of the wombs of your mothers and you did not know anything. Then He gave you the ears, He gave you the eyes, and He gave you the heart, the intellect, so that you can be grateful. And then there are some special favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us. Allahu allazi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard wa anzala min as-samai ma'an fa akhraja bihi min as-samarati rizqan lakum wa sakhara lakum al-fulka litajriya fil bahri bi amri. وَسَخْرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created the universe and everything else and the earth. And He sends down water from the skies and with that He produces the crops and the fruits for your provision so that you can eat them. And He put under your control all the ships that sail in the oceans, in the seas, with His command. And He put all the rivers under your control. وَسَخْرَ لَكُمَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ. And He put the sun and the moon for your service, and He put them in fixed orbits. وَسَخْرَ لَكُمَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. And He created the night and the day for you, for your benefits. وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. And He gave you everything that you asked for. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can never do it. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظُلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Indeed, insan, humankind is unjust and ungrateful. So my dear brothers and sisters, shukr, giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a part of our worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to be grateful to Him. Faskuruni askurkum, washkuruni wala takfurun. Remember me when I remember you, and be thankful to me, and do not be ungrateful to me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse, وَإِسْتَعَذَنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proclaimed, He ordered that be grateful to Him If you are grateful to Him, He is going to increase your blessings on you. But if you are ungrateful, Inna azabi la shadeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that my punishment is very, very painful. So, shukr, thanksgiving in Islam has two major components. Number one, thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, thankfulness to people. And in Islam, I always say that Islam is an equation. Islam is equal to rights of Allah plus rights of people. Islam is equal to haqooqullah plus haqooqul ibad. And the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we gather here for salat, following His commands. We pray five times a day. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pray five times a day, and we fast 30 days of 1 month, a year. We give zakat, we go for hajj. So those are the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is an obligation on every Muslim. And then there are rights of people. Haqooqul ibad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Anishkur li wa li walidayk. Be thankful to me and be thankful to your parents. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Lam yashkurun nas, lam yashkurullah. Whoever is not grateful to people is not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is again, it is our duty to be grateful to our parents, to our spouses, to our children, to our co-workers, to our al-khalif, all our neighbors. This is an important obligation of a Muslim. Scholars say the shukr, when we say Alhamdulillah, it is the greatest thing that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, there are two things. Number one, when we say Alhamdulillah, and when we say Astaghfirullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very pleased when we say that we, Allah, we thank you for everything that you gave us. There are a couple of things that we should be mindful of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes very much. Number one is that we should always be hopeful. We should never lose hope in the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La taqnatu mir rahmatillah. Don't despair the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were always hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take care of them. Sayyidina Ibrahim, with all the tests and tribulations, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always help me. وَمَنْ يَقْنَطُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الضَّالُونَ. Who would be despair, who would lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except people who have gone astray? So, being hopeful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a part of our faith. And number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never forgives shirk. Associating somebody else, something else with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna zalik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never forgive shirk, and He will forgive everything else. So, the topic shirk is a very simple thing. When we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we are showing that we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are obeying His commands, and we are thankful to Him, and we are hopeful that He will give His blessings on us. There is a lot of problems in this world that we are facing. There is a lot of turmoil in this world, and the only thing that can keep our morale up is the hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An Abi Yusuf Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu anhu qala, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الناس أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا والناس نيام تدخلوا الجنة بالسلام. عن نبي يوسف عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله تعالى narrated this hadith. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, O humanity, spread peace, feed each other, keep in contact with your blood relatives, pray at night when everybody else is sleeping, you will enter Jannah in peace. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we have to keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching us. When we praise Him, He is very happy. When we say Alhamdulillah, when we say Astaghfirullah, He is very happy. You know, we are all committed to commit sin. There is absolutely no way around that. So, very simple. Say Astaghfirullah all the time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, used to say Astaghfirullah many, many times a day. And so this is a great worship to say Alhamdulillah and to say Astaghfirullah. And the best advice is the advice of the Holy Quran, Khuzil Arf وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَاعْرِضْنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Forgive. Practice forgiveness. Preach justice. And stay away from ignorant people. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And if shaitan tempts you, he whispers evil in your ears, say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening and He knows everything. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلمتان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الخشب وقنا عذاب الميزان. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اغفر لنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك مجيب الدعوات يا رافع الدرجات يا قاضي الحاجات أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وقم الصلاة.